We'll start in Deuteronomy chapter 11. I was up this morning early meditating, and I got so excited about tonight's service. You know, there's a great volume of truth for the family. I found out from doing radio, many times I'm sitting in the study, in the radio room, all alone, I mean by myself, talking to myself. And I found out there's great power in the Word of the Living God. Just this week, I did Monday and Tuesday, we do about a week at a time. You know, you just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, teach. And by Wednesday, I was just vibrating with the power of God. Because the power is in the Word. It's called in Hebrews the Word of Power. And I like to say it that way. When we say there's power in the Word, then we are not sure how much power is in the Word. But all power is in the Word. It is the Word of Power. And just sitting there, talking to the radio audience, putting some things on tape, the Word of Power began to move in my heart and in my life. I felt that same power as I read the Word this morning. You know, as we read and as we study and as we meditate, we can expect power from the Word, from the promise. Now, that's particularly important as we bridge the gap and the fractures that have developed in families, that we know as I read, as I study, as I meditate, as I hear what God has to say, that what I'm reading, what I'm studying, meditating is placing in my heart the power to perform the promise I'm meditating in. If there's no power to perform the promise, we have all been most miserable. There has to be a promise, but there has to be the power to perform the promise. You know, I've got a pretty keen mind, used to have anyway. And if you gave me something to memorize, I could memorize it. You know, we can memorize Scripture, we can quote Scripture. But if we're not aware that there's great power, performing power, the God of performance wrote the promise. He gave the promise. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, he gives us exactly what he wants for the home, and he said it should be as heaven upon earth. Now, as I read that, as I meditate that, you know what? I know I'm expecting power to bring that to pass in my family. I'm not just memorizing so I can quote. You know, I could get the plumbing code book, I could memorize it and not be able to fix the sink. And yet I know the codes. Yet I can answer the questions. The promise has to be performed, and the promise cannot be performed without the power of heaven. And there is in this promise great power. And I'm so sure of that, so certain of that, I want to point that out to you. Power in the Word. There is great power in the Word. Let's read verse 21. That your days may be multiplied, the days of your children. Now, I like multiplied days, but I don't like a multitude of miserable days. In the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Heaven upon the earth. Now, we expect heaven in heaven. We know about the glory and the grandeur of heaven, but there's heaven on earth. God said we can have a piece of heaven on earth, and that's today. Behold, now are we the sons of God. Now the sons of God can have heaven on earth, but the sons of God have to know what God has promised, and they have to expect the performing power of that promise. They have to walk with their God first, the Word of God, and then the work of God. Sometimes we're trying the work of God before we have digested the Word of God. I don't know if you've captured, look at James 1. Talks about the Word of the living God. You see, I can read all these promises about marriage, and we're going to read some of them. We can talk about God's will, heaven on earth, in the home, in the marriage, in the family, but we have to have the power to bring that to pass. It's not willpower. You've all tried that, haven't you? I have. I've thought of something, started to say it, and said, no, and I won't say that. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say anything. Not going to say anything. I may have lasted 5 minutes, and then I said it. And the minute I said it, I thought, wrong, that was wrong. You knew instantly you should have kept your mouth closed. And you tried that with willpower, but it isn't willpower that's going to solve the problem in the family. It's Holy Ghost power. And the Holy Ghost is here. He's the author who inspired the Word of the living God, and he's here to perform that Word. And I expect when I read, you know, when I read John 3:16, it finally dawned on me, I need to be saved. I was just 9 years old. There is enough power in John 3:16 to take me out of the darkness and place me in the light, to translate me from Satan's kingdom, to put me in the kingdom of Almighty God, to make me a new creature, to give me the very nature of God, the power to perform that wonderful thing for me was in John 3:16. And when I read that promise, you see, I expected the God of power to perform the Word. It says he watches over his Word to perform it. He's watching. Well, it seems like we ought then watch the Word ourselves, hadn't we? See what's in the Word. Begin to walk in the Word. Now in James chapter 1, I'll just show you one quick thing here. Heaven, are you expecting heaven in your home? Amen. Have you ever had a day when you didn't have heaven in your home?
Yep.
That wasn't any fun, was it?
No.